It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Nearly 42,000 people in Pennsylvania recently received letters telling them come the end of the month, they'll join the ranks of the uninsured. Their health plan, which is subsidized by the state, is out of money. And new Republican Governor Tom Corbett is terminating the program. Most of the recipients will be able to get coverage under the new federal health law, but those changes don't kick in until 2014. Until then, they're on their own. Jenny Gold of our partner Kaiser Health News has this report.
Paula Michelle Boyle and her husband Tom are longtime residents of Philadelphia. He's a contractor, and she recently started a new career as a life coach. Both own their own businesses, and together they bring in about $25,000 a year.
We're above poverty level, but we really don't make enough to afford regular cost health insurance.
If they lived anywhere else, they'd probably be uninsured. But lucky for them, Pennsylvania is one of a handful of states in the country that has a special health insurance program for low-income adults who aren't eligible for Medicaid. Both Paula and her husband are cancer survivors.
It really, you know, was a lifesaver because I was able to go to doctors and have follow-up care.
She's been on the program, Adult Basic, for 8 years, and her husband for 5. It cost them each just $36 a month. But earlier this month, they got a letter in the mail explaining that their coverage is ending.
Well, I got the letter, and I kind of took it a little personal, thinking that maybe it was us. So I read it a little further and thought, sounds like it's the whole thing is being terminated.
She called the number on the letter to find out.
Thank you for calling the Adult Basic Helpline. Coverage under the Adult Basic program is ending on February 28, 2011, due to lack of funding.
We were like in shock over this. You know, what are we going to do now? We need doctor's visits and testings.
The money for the program came from a state tobacco settlement, plus a deal with Pennsylvania's 4 Blue Cross and Blue Shield plans. The deal was supposed to expire in December, and the insurers agreed to keep it going through June. But the program has simply run out of money, and the state is facing a $4 billion hole in its budget. Here's State Senator Ted Erickson, a Republican.
As the economy was growing, and as we were collecting more and more taxes, we expanded so many programs. We put new programs in place. Well, it's time now to go back and take a look at many of those programs to see whether we can truly afford them.
Erickson says that instead of funding health insurance, the government should spend more money funding community health centers. Others argue the program should be saved and blame the Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies for not contributing more of their revenues. Jay Costa is the Democratic leader of the Pennsylvania State Senate.
I think it was done in haste. I think that enough consideration wasn't given to try to find a resolution to maintaining the program.
He says about $50 million is needed to extend the program until June 30th. And then what to do until 2014? That's when many of the people enrolled in Adult Basic will get subsidized coverage or Medicaid as a result of the new federal health law. Alan Weil is executive director of the National Academy for State Health Policy. He says Pennsylvania is facing what most states are facing, tough choices created by budget deficits.
I hate to say it's to be expected, but I think it's not shocking. There just are so few places that states have room in their budgets, and this is a program that, because it doesn't operate under federal rules, they can grow or shrink as their fiscal conditions permit.
Pennsylvania reached an agreement with the Blues to let recipients shift into another plan for low-income people, but it costs up to nearly $200 a month and covers only 4 doctor visits a year, not nearly enough for people like the Boyles. Paula Michelle tried to get a private health plan with better benefits, but was told that her cancer diagnosis makes her uninsurable. Coverage for her husband would cost $1,000 each month.
We're kind of scrounging, thinking we may have to give up our home just so that we could pay a high premium.
She says after 19 years in the same house, that would be a difficult decision. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Gold.